You're listening to the Texas Standard. The story of Houston is not just the story of a shipping channel, the oil and gas industry, or the space program. It's also the story of the highways that link the industries with the people and resources that helped them grow. Houston highways also changed the layout of communities, relocating some neighborhoods and hemming in others. A new book, Power Moves, tells the story of the relocated neighborhoods together with the people and communities whose homes and businesses were built over. Kyle Shelton wrote the book. He's also the director for strategic partnerships and fellow at Rice University's Kinder Institute for Urban Research. Kyle, glad to have you on the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
So one thing that might surprise folks is that back in 1950, Houston only had one highway. Is that right? One?
Yeah, so Houston is a relatively young city, and particularly when it comes to its transportation infrastructure, it was in sort of the vanguard of cities that were inventing and building themselves at the time that car infrastructure and car-based growth were happening at the same time. And so it, along with Phoenix and Los Angeles and several other Sunbelt cities, really grew around the transportation infrastructure that they built in that early post-World War II era.
Now, anybody who's found themselves stuck in traffic in Houston may have cursed the city leaders that they may think didn't plan well for this growth. But do you think that's really fair?
Well, people have been cursing traffic also since the 1950s.
Yeah.
It's been a recurring problem. And yeah, I think that there are really legitimate reasons to question how we made our decisions that are just about highways. I think that's one of the bigger issues that we're dealing with now. It's not so simple to go back and say, oh, hey, in 1955, you guys should have recognized that over-focusing on highways would lead to all of these consequences.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think it's fair to say, as we look at the grand time frame from 1950 to today, we really have focused in Houston, and again, in most other cities, almost exclusively on highways and on road-based growth, to the detriment of things like public transportation and to bicycle infrastructure and even pedestrian infrastructure in most cities.
So one interesting part about this book is you really focus on a couple of individuals who saw their neighborhoods profoundly transformed by highways. Why did you choose to focus on these particular people?
Yeah, well, one of the things that I wanted to do with the book is to highlight just how central these fights are to not just urban city politics and metropolitan politics, but also to individuals' lives. And so really being able to dig into some of those debates and the way people participated in them, and I think most importantly, the way people tried to shape them with their own ideas, lets us get a sense of here's why these transportation debates are so crucial to the shape of current day Houston and the way that the city will grow in the future.
So how well has Houston been doing in collaborating with the citizens who will be affected by these roads?
Well, it's been the history that I highlight is it shows that it's an evolution, right? In the 1950s and 1960s, there was very little communication with almost every resident who was facing an infrastructural project. So everybody from, you know, wealthy suburbs to lower income communities, no one really had a lot of communication with the public officials who were deciding this. And that's changed over time. In the 1970s, there was a number of federal legislation that allowed for there to be more public comment and really slowed down the process. And I would say it's always going to be a process and there's always going to be negotiation. There's never, at this point, there certainly has never been a perfect public engagement process. But one of the things that we see moving up to today is that the major projects that we're confronting now in cities across the country are projects that are being discussed and debated for decades. The North Highway Improvement Project here has been in discussion and getting feedback and being shaped for the last 14 years. And so I think there's a really important need to continue to reflect on the processes that we're going through and continue to find ways to not just, public engagement can't just be, hey, I came to a public meeting, you gave me this presentation, and now I'm maybe going to respond. There are really important steps that have to happen beforehand about educating the public about here's why we need this project, here are the options that we have, here's the base information you need to then come to those public meetings as a more informed citizen, because it's too easy to dismiss people's meaningful thoughts if they don't have the kind of technical basis to understand the projects. And that is something we can still really improve on.
So what do you think? Are you optimistic about how Houston will continue to achieve transportation growth?
I think Houston and a lot of other major cities who have put a lot of chips on highways are facing some challenges, without a doubt. And it really is going to be about thinking as a region what outcomes we want to see for our transportation system. And I use system very carefully because mm-hmm. I do think it has to be interconnected. It's not just highways. It's not just public transit. Those can't really be at loggerheads anymore. If we want to be able to see a system that works for everybody and gives people lots of options, we have to recognize that there are these historic decisions that have shaped the system that we have today and kind of continue to shape that, because it's hard to abandon hundreds of billions of dollars in investment, and you're not going to abandon hundreds of billions of dollars in investment. But there are ways to add to that meaningfully with transit or with pedestrian space or with bike space that give us more options. So I think Houston and a lot of cities are confronting those outcomes right now, thinking about where they want to go in the future. And the more conversation we can have, the better. And giving lots of different folks from different neighborhoods the time and space to participate in that is key.
The book is Power Moves, Transportation Politics and Development in Houston. Kyle Shelton, thanks so much.
Thanks so much.